Moments of change at Glow Music. Moments of change at Glow Music. We have secrets at Glow Music, and once in a while, I release some of them. Glow Music is a commission, it's a vision. A commission in the sense that something that God has asked to be done. So it's not that it's just a group, we feel like forming a group. No. No. It's not a church choir that is a choir be of a certain church. No. There's a commission. There's a mission at stake. Amen.
Amen.
And so there are expectations from that. Things that must be achieved. Okay. So when you come to Glow Music, there are moments of change at Glow Music, and I want to explain some of these things so that your being at Glow Music will be a blessing and you see great results from it. Amen. So opening statement. The Google generation is a distracted generation. Talking about the current generation, there are so many distractions. He said that in the end, knowledge shall abound. There are so many distractions. There is nothing you say you can't find online. And right now, when you wake up, everything is actually in your face. From what CNN is saying, to what Adam TV is saying, to what Kofi TV has put on YouTube, to what Peace FM they are saying, Akrobeto. Is it Akrobeto?
Yes.
Akrobeto too will come with. Yes. That is just one side. Before the religious, political campaigns to they start. This TV and that TV. I don't mention names. Before you come to the actual party politics. The party politics too. Whether MPP has something coming, whether it is school days or national health that or this, that. Everybody has something to say. So you realize that before 8 a.m., your mind is jammed. If you say you just open your ears, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., you are already a confused person. Because everybody wants a piece of you. You understand? And so everybody wants to put something in you. Okay, so the Google generation is a distracted generation, a generation which lacks focus. You have to be conscious of being very focused in your life, otherwise you'll be easily swayed. And you can find that in relation to attentiveness to God, hearing God, because Christians today are not even hearing God. They hear the news first before they hear God. So a lot of people are full of fear and they are moving towards or they are running their lives according to secular patterns because the media is in your face. This is described in Mark chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. It gives us three squads of people. When you come to a Glow Music meeting, you find four people, and I'm going to talk about these three people, three squads of people, and we have to kick those squads out. If you are in that squad, you are part of any of these squads, you have to resign. Write them a resignation letter. I'm no longer part of this squad. The first squad is one, it's called Wayside Hearts. Wayside Hearts. These people, Jesus says that when the word of God comes to them, like I'm sharing the word of God right now, their heart is wayside. It's like the word is a seed, you throw it, and then it just falls by the wayside. Their heart, when the word falls there, then Satan comes and then picks it from them. So even we don't have to close the meeting, they've already lost their blessing before even leaving the meeting. Ask your neighbor, are you part of that squad? If you know that you come for meeting and you don't carry something out, please resign that squad right now. Yes. By the time we pray, we close this session, you have to take yourself out of that squad. Number two, squad two. Stony hearts. Say stony hearts.
Stony hearts.
These people, when you share the word, they're like, yes, Pastor Ben, you are dialing my number. They are so happy. Those people, when you are preaching, it's nice to have them around. Because when they are around, in fact, you get some excitement, some energy to teach. Say, Pastor Ben, you are teaching.
Yes.
Come to my church. Oh, I need you in my choir. Say, wow. But they have no root. Say, no root.
No
root. Noise without base. Noise without base. They have no root. Empty barrels making noise. Be excited about the word of God, but make sure that you are not a stony heart. The stony heart is what Jesus says happens to them. When persecutions and afflictions come, that's difficult moments, they have a certain catalyst. It's called offense. Offense comes up and then it defeats all that their pastor has shared with them. It's a serious thing. I've been there before. I know you've been there before. Stop looking at me like that. But if you happen to be in that boat, please, you have to alight right now. If you are in that ship, stop. If you are in that car, alight right now. If you are part of that squad, you resign right now.
Amen.
Whatever you have been told, hide that secret in your heart. It is there to be able to help you overcome afflictions and persecutions, because those things are part of the package. So if afflictions come, difficult moments come, every day you go for rehearsal, one day you don't have money to go for rehearsal, then you start getting upset. Mika, this thing, my mother told me that this thing, I should forget about it. Stony hearts. Eh? Wayside heart, stony heart. No, 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 no. So whenever you see that somebody is coming 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, start praying
for
the person against stony
hearts.
Okay. And then the last squad, we call them the thorny heart. Thorny heart. For them, when you even hear thorns, thorny heart, it means that as you are teaching them, then something is choking what you are teaching them. Choke, 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 choke here and there. Give offering. Oh, my money is too small. I'm doing some savings with Omnibank. If the bank collapses, I've stopped church. Stony heart has come to join. Then right now, condemn. Say, Tony heart. Tell your neighbor, don't be choked by the curse of this world. I don't have a nice dress, so I can't go for rehearsal. Oh. When I went to rehearsal, Pastor Ben, I didn't wave me. He didn't wave me. As an organization, the people must be caring. As an organization, the people must be caring. They start comparing to secular organizations. Oh, even my club at school, my science club at school. Look, we go on excursion, and then we do after party and all these things. This place, door, you people, door. Oh. So tell your neighbor, quit those groups now.
Quit those groups now.
So I said, to refresh your mind, number one, I said, what heart? Wayside heart. Number two, stony heart. Number three, thorny heart. And you have to quit if you are part of any of these. Every moment with God at Glow Music is a moment of change. It's a moment of change. And it comes in two forms. I'm showing you, I won't just say it like that. I'm showing you how it comes. The moment of change, it comes in two forms. Number one, miracles. Miracles. John chapter 5, verse 4. Jesus spoke about, is spoken of about this pool. This pool that there was a crippled man or so who was by it. Is it the pool of Bethsaida or something like that?
Bethesda.
Uh-huh. And then the angel would come and stir the pool. And anybody that went into the pool at that time got what? He got healed. He got his miracle. When you come for meeting, you have to be very attentive. You have to be very attentive because there's a moment of stirring. Say a moment of stirring.
Moment of stirring.
It may be a song that we are learning that at a particular point, as a word you sang, the angel of God picked it up and then applied it in your life. It may be an offering that we just gave. You did it from your heart. God looked at that offering and then changed your story. Hello? Maybe when you came, you just swept. You just swept and then an angel was there watching you. Watching you. Watching you. Say, Akumapa, the good heart with which you are doing this. And then God changed your story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are bank managers who are just, they just sweep in their church. And they get blessed. If you come here and you, all you want is parrot mouth, they should see that you are, you there, you can sing. God is first looking at the heart. And so you have to always be attentive. Tell your neighbor, be attentive.
Yes.
Because God can use anything to change a man's life. Jesus even used mud to open somebody's eyes. He asked a certain man to jump into Naaman. You should jump into a dirty river. How much more you sitting on nice carpet and nice chair? If you open up your heart and you are attentive, God can use anything to change your life. That's number one, miracles. Number two, and I end with that, revelations. Man shall, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Soakings, when you eat soakings, after how many hours, it will disappear. Tell your neighbor, don't be food directed. You know all the joints in town. Watch a corner here, so below, this is there, then this one there. Millet, what? You know, that's what I wanted to say. Burkina. You know all the ghettos. You can tell somebody that we are going to buy Hausa cocoa somewhere. Before you get there, you jump like three gutters. Hey! Zongo, pa! You know all the corners. You were born in estate, but you know the Zongo more than everybody because you know where the Hausa cocoa is. Hey! 11 p.m. cry, you know night market. You have to go there. But there's something stronger. It's called the food that God provides. Revelations, the word of God. It can change your life forever. It can turn your story around. Every word of God has the potential to transform your entire life. But God always shares it in parables. I say it again. Every word of God has the potential to transform your entire life. Entire life means every corner of your life. Oh, your life becomes wholesome. Business, you are a champion. Ministry, you are too much. Your marriage, too much. Kids, I want to be what? Hey. 80 be what? Hey. Receive it in Jesus' name. Or do you want to have deaf children?
No.
The children from your womb, president, army general, and then, heavy. Now, when they mention the name, you say, hey, what's your name? Ado. When they mention Ado, you say, Charlie, giants.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
I receive it.
When you hear the name Glow, how do you feel? When you hear Glow, how do you feel? Doesn't it feel heavy, Glow?
Yes.
Some of you, your names are changed from today.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
May God breathe into your name.
Amen.
And change it from today forever.
Amen.
By revelation, say revelation.
Revelation,
this is my definition. It's a current word from God decoded by the Holy Spirit for your current situation. I'll say it one more time. A current word from God decoded by the Holy Spirit for your current situation.
Amen.
One more time. A current word from God decoded by the Holy Spirit for my current situation. To contact that revelation, you need to engage the spirit of understanding. It is mathematics. Before you get to revelation, understanding must come first. Before understanding comes, attentiveness. Say attentiveness.
Attentiveness.
So attentiveness will carry you to where? Understanding. Understanding will carry you to where? Revelation. Hallelujah. So at meetings, you have to be attentive. Say attentive.
Attentive.
Serious. Because sometimes even the enemy plants people there. Please don't think that, you say in the presence of God, even the enemy, Satan showed up.
Yes.
Eh? You are there, Pastor Bernard is saying something, then somebody is pricking you. Is this the time to laugh? Laugh about unnecessary things. Is this the time to do WhatsApp? Is this the time to do WhatsApp? Hallelujah. Okay. And I'm ending it. And this is shown where Jesus said that Mary has chosen the best part. Okay, let me read it to you. In Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha. They were in Martha's house in the first place. They had come to Martha's house. Jesus was being served, and he was sharing the word of God. When somebody comes to visit you, who will be serving the person? Is it not you?
Yes.
So Martha wasn't doing any bad thing. But Jesus said that Mary, who is sitting at my feet while I'm sharing the word, she has chosen the best part, and he calls it the needful thing. Needful means that there are things that are needed and others are additional. Primary and secondary. You think that you came to glow to sing, but God wants to use that to change your life.
Amen.
And through that, change the people after you, your family. Change that bad history. Hello?
Hi.
And it says that the needful thing, it says, but one thing is needful. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that part. So when it comes to grasping revelation, that you are being taught the word of God, please tell your neighbor that time is not joke time. Because that revelation, if you catch it and you catch it very well, your ministrations from that day will never be the same.
Yeah.
Because everybody is singing, revelation is what brings the difference. Everybody is singing, write it in your book. Everybody is singing. Revelation is what brings the difference. Revelation. Somebody has caught a certain revelation. Your spirit has not yet perceived it. Your spirit is unable to conceive that revelation because your mind, you are not attentive. I'm done. So from today onwards, when you come for meetings, use the right attitude. Close your eyes, let me pray over you. Father in heaven, I pray over everybody here. Right attitude. Right attitude. Attentiveness. 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 There are people, when you speak to within 1 minute, they get what you are saying. There are some too, for days and for years, they keep beating around the bush because they are not attentive. I pray for everybody here. When you speak, let them hear. When you speak, let them hear. Once your word is being shared, the spirit will be attentive and to grasp full import of what you want to give them. I pray that it will be so. Even when they are rehearsing songs, their words, let it transform their lives. Let them have understanding of the words they are singing, a revelation of the words they are singing, that their ministry will never be the same ever again. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God bless everybody. We are finally